Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Have reserved certain secrets in himself. And the scripture says these secrets are hidden from the wise men. But they are not hidden from the children of God. They are actually kept for us. You know, the Bible speaking in Joel chapter 2 verse 28, it says, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh in the last days. Your sons and daughters will prophesy and your old men will see vision. So there is an increase in the outpour of the Spirit of God upon all flesh today. It also means that the dominion of darkness knows their time is short. As a result of that, counterfeit spirits are multiplying. They are also in a rush. And that is why most children of God find their way into those spirits that are sent to confuse and distract the children of God. As a result of that, many have been led astray. And many may still be led astray. That necessitates my choice on this topic. God has secrets. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The Bible says, the secret things belong unto the Lord, our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. That we may do all the words of this law. So God have secrets. In fact, one of the names of God is that the one that hide himself in secret. You know, the Bible speaking in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 15, it says, verily, thou art God that hideth thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. And in Exodus chapter 20 verse 21, the Bible says, God dwells in thick darkness. So God have secrets. Even your destiny is a secret. What is going to happen in the next few seconds is unknown to you. They are secrets. So it behoves us to search into God to apprehend those secrets that have been reserved for us. Amen. Why secret? Now the Bible speaking in the book of Proverbs chapter 25 verse 2, it says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 2. So keeping secret gives glory to God. He said it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of king is to search out a matter. So secrets gives glory to God. But they that decide to search out those matters, by so doing, attract the honor from the Lord. So searching the secret of God attracts honor unto you. And the Bible said also that but the honor of king is to search out a matter. In addition to the honor that bequeaths those that search for the secret of God, they are coronated and enthroned king. That is why the issue of the secret of God is very important. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Please display it for me. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 2. We're going to be reading all the way to verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 2 to 12. Thank you. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Next. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Go on. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. Next, please. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Go on, please. Next verse. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Go on. We are reading to verse 12. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Next, please. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Next. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know those things that are freely given to us by God. Amen. So these secrets are freely given to us by God. That implies that man can be a custodian of the secret of God. Man can be a custodian. Man can host. Man can be a carrier of the secret of God. He said, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and steward of the mysteries of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and steward of the mysteries of God. So man can be a custodian of the secret of God. It is a desire of God that these secrets will be made known to the world through the church. God desires that he will be revealed to the world through us. You know, the Bible speaking in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10, it says, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So the world is supposed to seek answers from us. The world is supposed to seek economic solutions from us. The world is supposed to seek solutions to political situations from us. That is the intent of God, that the mysteries of God be revealed to the world through us. You know, if you study your scriptures very well, there was a time in the land of Israel that famine befell them. And the Bible said, the prophet Elisha prophesied. He said, by this time tomorrow, that prophecy, the Bible said, came to pass. The following day, there was surplus of food in the land. God used him to proffer solution to the famine that was ravaging the land. In the land of Egypt, we also know the story. How that famine was going to befall the Egyptians, the whole world then, for 7 years. Through the hand of Joseph in the land of Egypt, God proffered solution and brought out a technology that preserved food that fed them throughout that period. There was a problem in the land of Babylon under King Nebuchadnezzar, who desired to eliminate all the astrologers, the soothsayer, the magician in the land of Babylon because of the dream he had. He refused to tell them the dream, but promised to cut off their head if they don't tell him the dream. The Bible said Daniel and the three other Hebrew boys came together and they went to the king. And through them, the life of those astrologers were saved. You can imagine Daniel as a king of witches and wizards. Imagine Daniel sitting in the meeting with occultic men, carrying out their sacrifices. That was the role he was playing. But God endowed him with grace, and he was able to deliver. That is what God expects of us, so that the principalities and power will marvel at the works of God through us. Praise the Lord. So the church is a problem solver. We are problem solver. Tell yourself, I'm a problem solver. Say it like you mean, I'm a problem solver. Hallelujah. So how can we assess the secret of God? Or who can assess the secret of God? Psalms 25 verse 4. He said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The secret of God is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. One of the credentials that qualify a man to assess the secret of God is a fear of God. You know, if you study the life of Abraham in Genesis chapter 22 from verse 12, when God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac, he took him to that mountain and was about to slay the son. And a voice came from heaven and said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son. He was going to sacrifice his son because he fears God. Remember the previous passage we read in the book of Psalms says the secret of God belongs to them that fear him. And those secrets he will give unto to such person, unto him and to his children. The reason Abraham was the one that pioneered the covenant through which Jesus came to the world is because of the fear of God that he had in his heart. And because of that fear, he was ready to sacrifice his only begotten son. One of the proofs that a man really fears God is that he doesn't withhold any good thing from God. He doesn't withhold his resources from God. He doesn't withhold his energy from God. He doesn't withhold his time from God. Abraham is a good example. And God said, now I know that you fear me. And if you go to Genesis chapter 18, from verse 17 to 19, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the things which I am about to do? Saying that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the ways of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of. Because of the fear of God that Abraham has displayed, God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Bible told us in the previous chapter that we read that it is a glory of God to conceal a matter. But you see, God was ready to forfeit his glory to reveal what he was going to do to Abraham. The Bible says God does not share his glory with any man. But this time around, he was going to forfeit that glory to reveal what he was going to do in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah to Abraham. And he said, I will not hide this thing that I'm about to do from my friend, from my servant Abraham. And one of the reasons there is that he will command his family after me. The second proof that a man fears God is the way he conducts his family. If you see the family of a man that fears God, you will know. Because the children, his children, the entirety of his household will be commanded after the ways of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God revealed his secrets about Sodom and Gomorrah to Abraham. Bible said the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is a beginning of wisdom. Abraham apprehended the technology by which he multiplied himself to all the servants he has in his household. 318 servants. When it was time for the war of the kings, the Bible said Abraham multiplied himself in 318 of his servants, making 319 Abrahams. And they went to war and conquered. Because God revealed the secret of how to conquer those nations to him. The reason for that was because Abraham feared the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Another proof or litmus test that proves that an individual really fears God is his conversation. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 16. It said, they that fear the Lord talk one to another about him, and God heard. Hearken to their voice, and a book of remembrance was opened unto them. What do you discuss when you are with your friends? What do you discuss when you are free, when no church member is there? It's a pointer to the fact that you fear God or not. Hallelujah. So if you fear God indeed, a book of remembrance will be opened unto for you. The Bible didn't say that book was there. That book was opened because they feared the Lord. And because they feared the Lord, they discussed about God oftentimes, and that book was opened. May the Lord open for you a book of remembrance in the name of Jesus. Even Noah built the ark because of the fear of God that he had. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7. He built the ark that saved his household, his wife, his children, and his in-laws because of the fear of God that he has in his heart. This is one of the technology of safety that the Lord is bringing our way tonight. Because that is one of the things the Lord is going to be using to spare his children in this treacherous time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Secondly, who are the men, who are the people that have access to the secret of God? Men that pray and eschew evil. Men that pray and eschew evil. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Bible says, and Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of king's meat, nor with wine which he drank. Therefore he requested the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. The Bible said, 3 times he prayed facing Jerusalem. And if you go further to study Daniel chapter 2 from verse 20, he said, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God our Father forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. Season, times and seasons. Okay, he changed time and seasons. He removed kings and settled kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge unto them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and light dwelleth in him. Daniel eschewed evil. He purposed not to defile himself, and he kept to it. And because of that, God granted him wisdom, uncommon wisdom, that he was able to decipher code that astrologers and soothsayers were not able to decipher. And this is the testimony he is giving in this verse we just studied, that God is able to reveal wisdom and deep mysteries. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is what the Bible says in Psalm 24. He said, yes, the earth is the Lord. It is true. And all that dwell therein belongs to him. He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. But there is a question. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, and who shall stand upon his holy mountain? It is he who has clean heart, hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. It is only such person that will receive righteousness from the God of his salvation. And this is a generation of them that seek thy face. It is at such point that you can command gates to open and they will open. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting door, that the King of glory shall come in. The reason why we dwell and wallow in poverty, in error, in darkness, is because of those things I'm discussing with you tonight. If you eschew evil, if you have the fear of God in you, God will lead you, and you never make mistake. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to quickly mention 5 channels of accessing the secrets of God. 5 channels of accessing the secret of God. First is the word of God. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, Paul admonished Timothy to study to make himself approved. Study to make yourself approved. So studying the scripture is a good way to start. Start by studying the scripture. Read good Christian literature. Hallelujah. By so doing, the revelations of God will be opened unto you. The scripture is a boundary of the revelations that God will be bringing your way. The scripture is a limit of the revelations that God will be bringing your way. Any revelation that comes your way that cannot be backed up by the scripture is not from God. And how well God speaks to you is dependent on how well you know your Bible. Praise the Lord. So men that study the scripture have access to the secrets of God. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. It is by so doing that you'll be able to catch a rhema that is meant for you. That is meant to liberate you from any condition you are. Hallelujah. So the scripture is a raw material for rhema, for the spoken word of God. Number 2, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where we read, you say, who knows the heart of a man except the spirit of that man? The same way nobody knows the heart of God except the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit of God that searches the heart and the deep things of God and reveals them to you. You see, when you meet some prophets, they can even tell you your phone number. They can tell you what you ate before you came. That's not prophecy. Yes, because every information about you and your spirit man, is just like a RAM of a system, of a computer. They can access your RAM and get certain information about you. But how does that information translate to your eternal ordination? They can fake it. They can access it. But the litmus proof that the source of that information is not God is that they can't fake the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the Spirit of God is the one that searches the heart of God and reveal unto you what your purpose in life is. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Please project it. Jeremiah chapter 33, from verse 3. Hallelujah. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You call unto God in the place of prayer. You call unto God in the place of prayer. You know, it's apostle that said that men that journey deep into God are the ones that apprehend the mysteries of God. So prayer is a way of journeying into the depth of God. When you pray, you are journeying into the depth of God. And as you journey in that path, you will come across certain secrets that are littered in that corridor. And that is how revelations and secret things will be unveiled unto you. Praise the Lord. So men that pray are men that apprehend deep secrets of God. You know, John, in the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse 10, he said, I was in the spirit on the last day. And I heard a voice, a great voice, like of the trumpet behind me, saying, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, the beginning and the end. If you read it further, God now gave him message to the 7 churches in Asia. He was able to download the messages from the spirit realm and brought them to the church of God because he was in the spirit. How do you go into the spirit if you are not praying? Praying is a gateway to accessing the spirit realm. I was in the spirit in the last day. And if you move on to chapter 4, verse 1, it said, after this thing I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the 5th voice which I heard was like it were a trumpet talking with me, saying, come hither, and I will show you things that must come hereafter. In chapter 11, in verse 11 of chapter 1, after God sent a message to the seven churches in Asia, he said, I look to see the voice that spoke to me. The last time I checked, you don't see a voice, you only hear a voice. But man of the spirit understands that when you journey into the spirit, you don't only hear, you also see. Some of those things that are intangible in the physical realm are tangible and can be perceived by all your senses in the spirit. And that was why in chapter 4, he said, I behold, a door was opened and the voice came, come up hither. He was summoned to the high place in the spirit. The high place in the possess your possession is because you have not journeyed enough to the high mountains of God. If you journey into that mountain enough, you will know that that place is full of other beings. People are there. People are accessing that place. There are other creatures there. In Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 22, he said, you have come up to Mount Zion. If you get there, the first thing you will interface with is a city, a great city. And that city is the city of the great king. To the heavenly Jerusalem. When you get there, you will see the blood of saints, the spirit of saints that have gone ahead of us. When you get there, you will see innumerable companies of angels. The reason why you are the way you are and you are still where you are is because you have not journeyed there. Because when you get there, angels will be deployed to help you. The spirit of the just man will be deployed to help you. Judgment will be passed in your favor because God, the judge of all, is there. The blood of Jesus will speak for you. Because that blood is also there. And that blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. It is capable of erasing every legal rewriting against your life and destiny. Hallelujah. This is why we must try as much as possible to ascend and assess the secrets of God. Because there are so many secrets locked up that are meant to bless your life. Hallelujah. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever. You are the wisdom. You are the wisdom. Hallelujah. Please sit down. Before time began. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So the secret place of the Most High is a secret of the secrets of God. The secret place of the Most High is a secret of the secrets of God. Say, there that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There are so many hidden riches in the secret place of the Most High. And it takes men that journey into that place to apprehend them. It is not called secret place because it is hidden from you. It is called secret place because only few are ready to pay the price to journey into that location. But if you are ready to journey into that location, the very chronicles of your destiny will be unraveled unto you. And life will no longer be a mirage and a mystery unto you. Hallelujah. You will discover that, like Jeremiah, before you were born, books have been written concerning you. And you were born to live the life, the stories that have been written in that book concerning you. A songwriter said, come in the volume of the book, it was written about me. Do you know it? To do your will, oh God. I come in the volume of the book, it was written about me to do your will, oh God. I have come, I come in the volume of the book. It was written about me to do your will. Oh, I have come, come in the volume of the book. It was written to do your will, oh.
One more time.
It was reading about to do your will. I will do your will. I will do your will. I will do your will, oh God. To preserving his people in this end time. Secondly, it is God's strategy for promoting his people in this end time. For instance, in Nigeria now, you cannot get to certain height if you don't know someone who knows someone. And in the nearest future, it's going to be worse. Looking at what is happening now in this present Nigeria. So it behoves every child of God to journey into the deep and journey into that height where the power of God domiciles. In Isaiah chapter 2, from verse 2, he said, "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountains of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the top of the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." The mountains of the Lord shall be exalted above all hills. So it is only people that journey to that height that will find their place in Zion. And it is only such men that will rule in this world. Praise the name of the Lord. So no matter the price we have to pay, we should be ready to pay it. If you journey into that place, you will not feel the weaknesses you are feeling. If you journey into that place, you will not be confused in life. You will not struggle the way you do. Maybe the reason why you are still the way you are is because you have not got there. So strive to get there. Because the rest that you are looking for is there. As you journey into that path, you will come across peace. You come across prosperity. You come across health. You come across liberty. So journey into that realm. The Bible says, "Have you not known? Have you not seen?" Isaiah chapter 40, from verse 28 to 31. "Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is he weary? There is no searching of his understanding." There is no searching of his understanding. He said, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will walk and not weary. They will run and not faint. So strength is available for those that pray and ascend the hills of the Lord. It is with that strength that you can walk. It is only with that strength that you can run. It's only with that strength that you can fly. Without that strength, you cannot make progress in life. But by all means, if you get there, you'll be energized. By all means, if you get there, you must make progress. The deeper you get, the faster you become. If you get, take a step, you will walk. Take a second step, you will run. If you go further, you will soar. That is why children of God are not at the same realm. Some are soaring, some are running, and some are walking. Don't be the one sitting on the fence. Make progress by all means. And that is why the Bible tells us in Jude chapter 1 verse 20. It says, build up yourself in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Amplify, say you rise higher and higher and higher like an edifice. So praying in the Holy Ghost is a raw material for building in the Spirit. Are you building enough? Build and you will get there. Sing that song. I will do.
We do your will.
Secrets of God. The reason why the end elders in the book of Revelation have more access to the secret of God is because of the fear of God at the hosts. Now, Apostle taught us here about a strong angel that John met, and the angel proclaimed, who shall open the seal and who shall open the scroll? And he said there was none, no man qualified to open it, because it was not revealed to that angel. But one of the elders showed up. He said, fear not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah have prevailed. The reason is because of the measure of the fear of God the angel have, the elder have. So if you journey into Zion, the ranking of men, one of the tools that is used to rank men is a measure of the fear of God they have in them. One of the reasons why Abraham is a patriarch that pioneered the order of faith and covenant is because of the fear of God that he had. So one of the tools for calibrating men in the kingdom is a measure of the fear of God. You know, we live in an era where nobody fears God anymore. People do, even in church of God, people do whatever they want. Those days, we learned that you don't write, even if you want to send SMS, you don't write God with small letter G. Now, see you the way they text, SMS and WhatsApp. They will pray and say, God, help me, and write small letter G. Which God are you referring to? My own God? They write Jesus and write small letter. no fear of God. With the Hebrew, it was so strong that they don't even mention the name of God. They use four letters to represent the name of God. Where are we? What is happening to us? That is why the secret of God is scarce. Because men no longer have the fear of God in their hearts. I pray that God will give you that grace to have his fear in the name of Jesus. Because if you have the fear of God in you, you'll be secretly strict with yourself. You will live a pure life even in your secret place where nobody is seeing you. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, verse 2. Strong angel proclaim fear. The strong angel proclaimed fear. But in verse 5, an elder showed up and consoled John and said, "Fear not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah have prevailed." You can also assess this secret place by your relationship with God. The fellowship you have with God. We can also see that in the life of Abraham. When the angels were passing to Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy it. I don't know how Abraham got to know that they are angels. Bible tells us how he rushed, sat them down and prepared meal for them. And interacted with them. And had fellowship with them. It is in the place of fellowship that certain graces that are possible and available in God drops off on you. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. He said, "We all with open faces, as in a glass, beholding the glory of God, are transformed to the same image from glory to glory." Even by, what does he say? Please display it. "But we all with open face, beholding as in the glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." You behold God, you look upon him in the place of Koinonia. When Moses descended from that hill where he interfaced with God for 40 days, the Bible said his face shone and the people were not able to behold him. And that was the technology Jacob used in the house of Laban and multiplied the flock that eventually became his. So that is also a secret of multiplication in the kingdom, beholding God and interacting with him in the place of fellowship. Hallelujah. "I will do your will. I will do your will. Oh, I will. Oh, I will do your will. Of the Most High by the study of the Word, by the leading of the Spirit of God. Now the Bible said your teacher will not be hidden from you. Whether you turn to the left or to the right, you will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk here in it." You can access the secret place of the Most High by praying, by ascending to the hills of the Lord. You can access the secret place of the Most High by your relationship with him. Hallelujah. Finally, you can assess the secret place of the Most High by the fear of God that you have in you. Now, what are the benefits of assessing the secret place of the Most High? Number one, Proverbs chapter 25 verse 2 says that it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, right? But the honor of kings to search them out. The honor of a king to search them out. If you search into the secret place of the Most High, it means you have become a king. Remember here, we raise sons, we raise kings, and we raise priests. So if you really want to attain that height of kingship in the kingdom of God, you are encouraged to search out the scripture, to pray in the Holy Ghost, to ascend the top of the hills, As such, you'll be able to perceive the secret of the Most High, and this benefit will be accrued unto you. You become a king indeed. Secondly, honor will be bequeathed on those that searches the secret of God. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it's the honor of kings to search them out. Another benefit of assessing the secret place of the Most High is there in Malachi chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17. Please help me, media. I've read from there before. I've read verse 16 of it before. It said, "Then that fear the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, Then they that fear the Lord speak often one to another, and the book of remembrance, and the Lord heard, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord, and that thought upon his name. Next, and they shall be mine. And they shall be mine. They that search the secret of God becomes automatic property of God. God claim ownership of you. As such, he shield you. That is why Psalm 91 says that they that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He covers you with his wing as hen to the chicken. Hallelujah. If you read, you see, go back to Malachi. Thank you. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spare his own son that serveth him. So you see, searching the secret of God is a service unto him. You may not know. Yes, you are doing yourself good, but you are serving him by searching his secret. And God is saying, I will spare you. That was why I said earlier that in these last days, assessing the secret of God is a mystery of preservation. He said, I will spare you. He will spare you from calamity. He will spare you from danger. He will spare you from evil. Because we are living in the evil days. The Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Finally, this is God's end time strategy of exhortation, like I said earlier. So tonight you may wish to stand up to our feet and ask the Lord for grace to press into the secret place of the Most High.
Oh, I will do your
will. It's a good place to speak in tongues. It's a good place to cry unto the Lord. This part says,
what in all of no man. Whatever may come my way, I'll follow. No matter whatever, no matter whatever may come my way, I'll follow.
Lift your voice and begin to cry to the Lord tonight. The hunger, for it is the Lord who quickened us to call upon his name. Let that hunger be kindled in my heart. That's your prayer. Hunger, let that fire be kindled. The fire of fervency, fire to search, to pray. And the combra gavelas and the fire. Let's go.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.